To recommendation 3.2. Quote, recommend eliminating financial barriers to contraceptive use by marginalized populations, including adolescents and the poor, and make contraceptives affordable to all. End of quote. It is now well established that charging user fees for services or requiring the client to purchase medicines and supplies, leading to out-of-pocket expenditure for the client, reduces access, especially for preventive and promotive services. Studies have also shown that households are unwilling to spend money for contraceptive services. Note reference 60. Thus, in order to ensure maximum access, especially for low-income women and young people without a source of income, contraceptive services have to be made free at the point of delivery at the least, for such population subgroups. Page 25. Sidebar. Checklist 5. 5.1. Are contraceptive services available free at the point of delivery in public sector facilities to all sexually active individuals from low-income groups and not only to married persons of reproductive age? 5.2. Are there mechanisms such as government-sponsored insurance schemes in place to ensure that the non-poor who cannot pay for contraceptive services are not denied access? 5.3. Are contraceptive services a part of the benefits package of all insurance schemes, community-based health insurance and other prepayment schemes, other compulsory or voluntary insurance schemes, for example government-sponsored, employer-sponsored or paid for by individual insurers? Do they cover the entire range of contraceptive options? 5.4. Are there measures to check and contain the practice of informal payments, such as under-the-counter payment for services, drugs and supplies that are meant to be available free of cost? End of sidebar. Contraceptive services are often not covered by many insurance schemes. Since almost all women need contraceptive services, they are non-random and/or high-probability events, and therefore considered uninsurable as stand-alone benefits. As a result, contraceptive services may be unaffordable not only for the poor but also for from non-poor groups without a regular income or access to cash. It is important to ensure that contraceptive services are a part of the benefits packages of insurance schemes. Even where affordability has been addressed at the program level through suitable measures, there may be financial barriers to overcome at the service delivery level. One example is the demand by various levels of personnel and health providers for payments for services or supplies that are supposed to be free. Informal payments are fairly widespread in many developing and transition countries and constitute a significant proportion of out-of-pocket expenses incurred. Note reference 61. Note reference 62. Informal payments may be hyped up in the case of particularly vulnerable individuals, such as undocumented individuals and single women who may fear being stigmatized for seeking contraceptive services. Sidebar. Box 3. Addressing gender-based barriers to contraceptive access. Many gender-based barriers to contraceptive access may be addressed by suitable changes in service delivery. The following are some examples. Plan clinic timings to suit the convenience of the majority of women. Ensure availability of women health providers. Take steps to minimize waiting time. Have clear signs in the clinic on days and times in which contraceptive services are available. Ensure that rooms have signboards so that clients can easily identify where to go. Have a help desk at the reception with a facilitator who helps clients in negotiating the systems and procedures within facilities. The facilitator should be able to communicate with marginalized and minority communities. Provide home-based contraceptive information and services through women community health workers who would accompany the women for referral services, such as long-acting or permanent methods of contraception. End of sidebar.